light in settings beautiful and rustic. He wrote of rolling hills and green terrain. But for me, I must do my writing in the chaos of the city, sometimes even on a subway train. How am I to ever learn about the woodlands and the falling leaves of autumn and such things sublime, when I must spend all my time just trucking around this dirty city, doing what I can to earn a dime, dime. Place of his, where did he get the dough? Could he go down to the country store and sell a poem saying, "It's nice when I wrote about the snow"? Surely now he must have had a sponsor of some sort, perhaps a lady friend just rolled in bread. Lady friend to say, "Now Bob, why don't you take a long, long walk and write whatever pops into your head, head, head." She'd say, "Bobby, don't you worry about the mortgage, no, no. Bobby, don't you worry about those bills. Bobby, why don't you go write a poem about the neighbors, about the fences, about the rolling hills. Bobby, don't you worry about the dishes. And don't you even think about those pans. Bobby, you know it's not good that an artist like yourself should be walking around this world with dishpan hands." Follow through his fancies, wander through the hills behind the mews. Boy, if I had Bobby's life, I'd follow through my fancies. Oh, to be in Bobby's shoes. If I had Bobby's life, I could be a hero. Go out and find my fortune and my fame. Trouble is, I hear from people who have found it, that everything in life stays just the same, 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 just the same, stays the same, just the same.